Hello, X Factor listeners and contestants. It's Princess Clary here. I just wanted to clarify a few things before we get started. Firstly, apologies for this being so late. We had a lot of technical difficulties, and that also accounts for a second apology for my really rubbish microphone quality for the first half of the show. Halfway through, I do fix it, but for the first half, it's a bit naff, and I do apologise. Secondly, we are going to be playing the intro video that we used before, well, not video, but the audio from it, which features Eileen Monty. Unfortunately, she's not able to take part anymore, and we're really sorry to see her go, but real life things must take precedence, and so that's why she's not going to be with us. So sorry for the interruption, but yeah, hopefully that clears up a few things. And I hope you enjoy the show.
This is it. The competition you've all been waiting for. This is the moment when we find the best singer of them all. The moment when we find out who has got the X Factor. Four judges.
Shut up and listen.
I don't really think it's about being a winner.
I'm definitely not looking for winners.
Lose? I don't even know what that means.
12 singers. All of them battling for your votes. Autumn.
I'm a classically trained popper princess.
Autumn has absolutely no idea what she's doing.
When someone has the X Factor, you just know. Because the whole time they're singing, you're just mesmerized by them.
Eileen Monty.
I want to discover talent. It's great to listen to someone who enjoys singing, because it makes you enjoy it as well.
Eileen may well be my fellow Brit, but that girl is going down.
Dylan Collins.
Don't even get me started with Dylan. The boy sounds like a drowning cat.
I don't sugarcoat things. If you're on my team, you're going to win, because I don't play to lose.
My singers are going to pulverize Dylan Collins.
Princess Clary.
Clary tries to be like me.
I tell it like it is.
She definitely acts like a princess.
I don't care what anyone says. This is my show, and naturally, I'm going to be the winner.
It's time to face the music.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of The X Factor. With me, the brains in this department, Princess Clary. And I'd like to introduce to you my co-judges, Dylan Collins.
I'm the looks. Hi.
And Autumn.
I'm the, you know.
The talent.
Definitely not the brains, anyway.
Or the looks.
No, let me tell you.
Well, she's better looking than you, Dylan. Okay, so this is actually the second time that we've had to record this because it all went wrong. So you have to bear with us for being tired and just generally miserable. but we will get through this, people. We'll get through it. Okay, so we'll just go straight into the auditions. Let's do this!
Let's do it!
Yeah!
Hello, VH. This is The Artichoke, recording from Northborough, Massachusetts, USA, Earth, Solar System, Milky Way Galaxy, Local Cluster, Universe A.
When the devil is too busy, and death's a bit too much, they call on me, by name you see, for my special touch. To the gentlemen, I'm misfortune. To the ladies, I'm surprise. But call me by any name. Anyway, it's all the same. I'm the fly in your soup. I'm the pebble in your shoe. I'm the pea beneath your bed. I'm the bump on every head. I'm the peel on which you slip. I'm the pin in every hip. I'm the thorn in your side, makes you wriggle and writhe. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil. And I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need.
Okay, thank you very much, the artichoke. We'll start with the looks of the establishment. Autumn, what did you think?
I thought that it was all right. I thought that it was really talky, and I thought that sometimes you sounded like Ernie from Sesame Street, like when you were singing.
Bert.
Oh, Bert, sorry. Probably Bert, not Ernie.
Yeah.
You know?
No, Bert,
I didn't really like it, actually.
Dylan.
What I like is that you have a quirkiness about you that I don't recall from the last time we heard you. So, that makes me happy. The song choice was quirky. Your intro was quirky. I don't know about the singing. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't, like, stellar amazing.
It was really character, which it was good. But it was not good.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, very kind of, yeah, I'd agree. I think it was kind of talky. I'm not really sure that, I'm not really sure that we're going to be able to place you in the competition because you're just so talky more than singy. Saying that wasn't unpleasant to listen to, but for that reason, I'm going to say no. Autumn, what are you going to say?
I think I'll probably say no.
And Dylan?
I was iffy, but I don't have to make the decision now, so it doesn't really matter. I probably would have said no as well.
Okay. All right, so unfortunately, it's three no's for you, Artichoke, but you are the first member of the Three No Club.
Congrats.
So, congratulations. That's really, you know, that's an achievement.
That's mean, guys.
Oh, not that bad. Okay. Yeah, so better luck next time.
My name is Rhythmbeat Music, and I'm from Kent in England.
Sun is sleeping quietly. Once upon a century, wistful oceans come and red ardent caresses laid to rest. For my dreams I hold my life, for wishes I behold my nights, the truth at the end of time. Losing faith makes a crime. I wish for this night time to last for a lifetime. The darkness around me shores off the solar sea. Oh, how I wish to go down with the sun, sleeping, weeping with you.
Okay, thank you very much, Rhythm Beat Music from the land of hope and glory, the United Kingdom. Dylan,
yes.
Your verdict, please.
You want me just to say yes or no, or do you want me to give a critique?
I want you to talk about it.
It's interesting that your name is Rhythm Beat Music because I didn't get much rhythm, I didn't get a beat from this, and I didn't get much musicality from this. It was kind of talky, but I think that if you were like a goth singer, it would be good because it really depressed me. It was like a male scary ghost kind of thing. So, like, if you're doing goth music, I really think you could have a future there. I'm not being mean. I'm being serious.
I've never heard goth music before.
Typo negative, something like that. That's my what I have to say about it.
Okay, awesome.
I thought it was really... I didn't like it. I thought it wasn't very supportive, and I just thought that it was really... just kind of nasally, like, I didn't really think it was singing.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I didn't really like it much either. It seemed really weak. There wasn't really much power behind it. It was kind of droney. Yeah. I droned on a bit too much.
Like a scary ghost. So,
yeah. Cut to the chase then, Dylan, yes or no?
I think you're young and I think you can improve a lot, but for right now it's a no.
Well, Tim, yes or no?
No.
Hey, it's a no from me as well. So.
Rhythm. Beat. Music.
Reno Club.
The Reno Club has grown.
An artichoke and a scary ghost.
Congratulations, you're in the Reno Club. Let's move on.
Hi, my name is Audrey Golightly 13, but you guys can just call me Audrey. I currently reside in Arlington, Texas. Hey, hey, hey. Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided, you're the one I have decided who's one of my kind. Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio stereo? The way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't want to miss a single thing you do tonight. Hey, hey, hey. Just in time, I'm so glad you have a one-track mind like me. You gave my love direction, a game show love connection we can't deny.
Okay, thank you very much, Audrey Golightly. I thought this was a good audition. It's the best one we've had so far. I think you have a really pretty voice. And I think maybe you could work on your technique a bit more, but I think the whole basis of your voice is very pretty. I enjoyed it. Dylan, what do you think?
Your tone is amazing. You were wavering a little bit during this song. I don't know if this was a great song to audition with a cappella, because it kind of goes all over the place. And I don't know. I liked your tone so much. I didn't get as much performance as I wanted from this. I wanted more, like, I wanted it to sound like you were smiling when you were singing, and I didn't get that. So, I don't know. I like this tone, though, a lot.
Awesome.
I liked this as well. I really, as Dylan said, I really liked the light, really kind of, I don't know, it's almost like, it's just like a little fairy singing. It's like a light, really light, like, tiptoe kind of.
It is.
Sound, and I like that. I mean, it sounds fresh and original, and I like it, but I do think that it is a little weak. You are a little weak. I feel like you can still have that same quality while, you know, being a little stronger with it, and I do feel like you pushed into it a little bit at times. I think when it got lower, actually, I think.
So on that basis, would you say yes or no, Autumn?
I think I'd say yes.
Dylan?
I'd say yes, too. I'd like to hear you with music.
And I would say yes as well. So welcome to the Three Yes Club. You are the first member.
Three Yes
Club. Not only the first person to go through to the next round, but you are in the Three Yes Club.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, over there, please forgive me if I'm coming on too strong. Hate to stare, but you're winning, and they're playing my favorite song. So come here, little closer, wanna whisper in your ear. Make it clear, little question, wanna know just how you feel. If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow, if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? 'Cause you feel like paradise, and I need a vacation tonight. So if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? Hey, you might think that I'm crazy, but no, you're just my time. I might be a little hazy, but you just can't deny there's a spark in between us when we're dancing on the floor. I want more, wanna see it, so I'm asking you tonight. If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow. If I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? 'Cause you feel like paradise, and I need a vacation tonight. So if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me?
Okay, that was Dan from the UK. And Autumn, what did you think?
Dan the man. I thought, actually, I don't know, I kind of like that like little raspiness that you have, like, to your voice. I kind of like that, but I didn't really like this audition. I feel like you have potential. I thought there were some unnecessary umlauts. They were like, bow, wow, wow, and I didn't like that.
Bow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
That was voice porn.
I guess so, but I didn't like it, so.
Okay, so voice porn from Autumn then, and Dylan.
I think that even a lot of females have trouble singing Britney songs and doing them justice. I don't know. This was a great song for your voice. I think as a male, it's especially hard to sing Britney and do it justice and be taken, like, seriously with it. I didn't care for this one so much. I don't think it was a good song for your voice.
Okay, yeah, I think, yeah, I would have to agree. I didn't, it sounded just a bit, the verses were better than the chorus, I think. It just seemed to go a bit weird on the choruses, sounded a little bit off.
Yeah.
It didn't really have an awful lot of energy in it. So on that basis, I'm going to say no. Dylan, what would you say?
I would say no as well.
And Autumn?
I'm probably going to have to say no.
Oh, so sorry, Dan. It's going to be... you're not going to be able to go through to the next round of your competition. However, you are in the 3-no club, so congratulations. Well, and give the guy a round of applause.
Like a bird without wings that longs to be flying, like a motherless child left lonely and crying, like a song without words, like a world without music, I wouldn't know what to do, I'd be lost without you. Watching over me, I get so lonely when you're away. I count every moment, I wait every day until you're home again and hug me so tight. That's when I know everything is all right.
Okay, that was Velizari, I don't know how to say it, with Bird Without Wings.
Me don't know how form words.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, okay. And on that note, Dylan, you can go first.
I couldn't hear you. What I could hear it sounded like you have to support yourself more, because it sounded a little bit like there were some pitch problems in there, but I really couldn't hear you that well, so it's hard to judge this one.
I found it very difficult to hear you as well. I mean, it sounded like you were quite good, but I couldn't hardly hear you. So I don't really know what I'm going to do about this one.
I third that.
Okay. So that's all we can really say, because we can't hear you. We're really sorry. That's not really a great critique, but there's not really much we can say when you send us a file that's so quiet.
It sounded like she had a nice voice, but I couldn't really judge it very well.
So this is going to be a tough one, but Dylan, yes or no?
Not tough for me. It's a no.
Autumn?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Think very carefully, because you could end up with this person on your team and then end up with a file with you're not being able
to. You don't have to give me advice on my own show.
Think carefully. I don't want this person on my team when I can't hear them. So, like, I'm saying, please think carefully about what you're doing to the rest of us.
I'm in a bad mood. I think everybody should know this. I'm going to say no just because I can't tell what kind of a singer you are, because I can't hear you at all. So I'm sorry.
Tuno Club. First person in the Tuno Club, I believe.
No, that's not a club.
That's not a club.
That's not a club. Sit down.
Sit down. Sit up. I ain't no club.
No candy for you.
So, yeah, really sorry, but because we couldn't hear you, I'm afraid that we've had to not let you through. But try again next time.
Yeah.
This is Reed to me. I'm putting on this fake Irish accent because I'm singing an Irish song. I'm really from Pennsylvania. You might be thinking, why would I be stupid enough to do an Irish accent when there's a Brit on the team? I don't know. It just amuses me.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Thank you very much, Read to Me, with Danny Boy, and a really awful Irish accent.
That was Liverpool.
I think it was more Australia. I couldn't really tell. It was very bad anyway. Not the audition, the Irish accent. I preferred the singing to your Irish accent, Reed. I actually quite liked your audition. I thought it was quite nice. I think you sung it well. I enjoyed it. Dylan?
Your strong point has always been your performances and your characterizations. I didn't get the performance that I wanted from this, but I did like your singing, and I think that the dude that sang Britney Spears would have benefited from singing something like this, because you guys have a very similar tone. I like this.
Autumn.
I didn't really like it very much. I really like this song, and I don't think that you did it justice. I think that your rhythm was really wrong. I mean, I know that you can take loyalties and all that stuff, but I just felt like it was kind of just wrong. And I also felt like your vibrato was really forced. And so that's my opinion.
Maybe you sound better with music.
Yeah, because you can't hear the forced vibrato.
Mm.
Wow.
It covers it up.
And on that basis, Autumn, would you say yes or no?
No.
Dylan, yes or no?
I'd say yes.
And I would also say yes, which means you are through to the next round.
Two yes club. That's not a club.
There's no such thing. It's not a club.
Sit down.
That's not a club.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. Shut the up.
No swearing on the show, you said.
Yeah, that's what I said. No swearing on the show because we have children. So that's what I said. Shut the up.
So what if I say get the funk out of my face?
Well, you've said it now, so I guess it's too late.
But it's fun. Okay. It's not the other word.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'll accept that. This is a family show. Let's keep it clean. And funk is a nice
Can
word.
Can I say fudge?
Yeah.
Get the funk
okay.
out of my
Shut
face.
Shut the fudge up
Get
and let's move
the
on.
Funk. Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Hello, my name is Rain. I am from Orlando, Florida, currently at Walt Disney World, and I will be singing Everything to Me, originally performed by Avalon.
I grew up in Sunday school, I memorized the golden rule, and all Jesus came to set the sinner free. I know the story inside out, I can tell you all about the path that led him up to Calvary. But ask me why he loves me, and I don't know what to say. But I'll never be the same, because he changed my life when he became everything to me. He's more than a story, more than words on a page of history. He's the air that I breathe, the water I thirst for, and the ground beneath my feet. Always everything, everything to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Rain. Austin, what did you think?
I was a little mixed feelings about this one. I heard, times where it sounded good. I felt like you were, I felt like it was kind of weak sounding, and then at times, like when you, I think you got to the chorus, it sounded more powerful, and I think that if you keep practicing, you'll, learn to produce that sound all the time, but I also think that there were some intonation issues. So, those need to be fixed as well.
It's my turn. I like your tone.
And also, I have one more thing to say. I love Jesus.
I actually do. I like Avalon. I like the song. I think that this sounded like it was just done in. Are we allowed to critique mixing?
Yeah.
That part out. It sounded like this was just done in one take because there were some mic puffs at the beginning, and I think if you had maybe rehearsed it a couple times before auditioning with it, it would have come off a lot stronger. Because I heard the voice there, but this particular take did not sound like it was your best effort.
Yeah, and it sounded like you were far away from the mic.
Yeah, I think I probably liked it more than those two did. but I can see where they're coming from. I think that you do have a good voice. I think there's potential there, but obviously you haven't reached it yet. And yeah, I thought it was a fairly good audition, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like he definitely has potential. I just feel like he needs more practice.
Yeah, exactly. So, based on that, would you put him through to the next round, Autumn?
Probably not. No.
Dylan? You know what? I would say yes. I'd like to hear him with music.
Yes. I would also say yes. And sounds like my dog is agreeing.
Or not, or disagreeing. Strongly.
Get through to the next round.
I'm glad they put you through.
Hi, my name is Joe. My nickname is Despicable. I was born and raised in Portugal, and I still live here in its country's capital city, Lisbon. And now I'm gonna sing a song I wrote myself to this X Factor online singing competition. Thanks.
Look at me and tell me, what do you see? Do you see what I see? Do you know what I feel? Look at me and tell me how great you think you are when you stand up next to me. Are you sure you're gonna be a savior, a warrior? The one that ends the pain, But you're just a punisher, an exterminator. Next to you there is no pain. That's why I'm not running away. Today is my day to defend myself and end up with this hell that you threw over me. Just because I'm not willing to be another card in your game of no mercy, no shame. And even if you are stronger, I will not surrender. And you will know who I am. I'm your nightmare. So beware.
Thank you very much. Despicable or despicable?
I think it's despicable.
It's despicable.
I don't think you know
I
either.
That was a rhetorical question.
I think that's what he said. I think that's what he called himself.
We've listened to his file. Or to his audition.
I just listened to his file. It's an original
with
song.
With maybe know how he pronounces his name.
No, I think I just forgot because I was distracted by the singing and the dogs barking. Which always happens on every live show on television, don't you know?
Yep.
So, I thought this was a good audition. Although I think there is always a danger with doing a song of your own choice that it makes it very difficult to critique because you need to sort of get a sense of what the song is supposed to, where the song is supposed to be going. However, I do think you sang it quite well. I think it's very clear to me that you have some good technique. So, I thought it was good. Dylan?
I thought it was not so good. I don't think that singing an original song for an audition of a show where you're going to be singing covers is a good idea. Because like Clary said, it's hard to get a sense of the song. It sounded like a dance song or like a kind of a faster rock song. And I could not for the life of me figure out what the melody was and figure out how you sounded. I did love the lyrics though. It sounded like when you started singing, you ran into the bathroom and it got very weird, the mic quality.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I actually agree with everything that Dylan just said.
Gasp.
But I thought it was all over the place. I did. And I mean, I really think that you're a poet. I mean, I can tell that by your responses to in the email and by your song lyrics. And, you know, I don't think, I mean, it's probably a great song, but it just sounded like really just like it had no intent. And I didn't think that you had very good technique. So.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that is the difficulty with doing your own song, unfortunately. Dylan, yes or no?
For me, fast songs are always iffy on auditions, and especially an original song. I didn't get it, so it's a no for me.
Autumn?
Nope.
It would have been a yes for me, just for the record. So, but unfortunately, that means you're not through to the next round. Really sorry, but do try again next time. And thank you for auditioning.